So let's say someone came to you and said, Frank, you know, I got this group of students. I want to create a choreography for them, but I'm totally baffled. I have no idea how to begin. What advice would you offer them?
Well, first off, the person who's going to choreograph something has to know movement. He also has to know, you know, something about, maybe not a lot about music, but he has to know something about music. Because if he's going to choreograph something, it's going to come out that, or that something that he's choreographing has to be put to music, or music put to that song, I mean, to that movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there's two ways that you can go for that. I mean, as I was just mentioning, if you want to do, you do some choreography and you just got movement, you can use, you know, counts to just choreograph the movements. You use counts and different movements that you have. Say, this movement will take 8 counts, this movement will take 2 counts, this will take 5. You know, and you just go through the movement. But now, after you do the movements, you're going to want to find what music that's going to suit that. Or else you go the opposite way. You say, well, okay, this is music. Play this music, and I want you to choreograph something to the music.
Yeah, let's say instead of writing a piece of music, what most people would do would be pick a piece of music, say, okay, let's choreograph to this music. Like me and my group, we know these moves, we have this repertoire of these moves. So then how would you recommend they begin to go about to choose how to arrange or put these moves in or feel or visualize or, you know, see what moves go where or how?
Let me give you for instance, when I went to do Malcolm X with Spike Lee, they wanted to do a Lindy Hop scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have music or anything. I brought in some music, and Flying Home was one of the pieces that I brought in, and I suggested to Spike Lee that I thought this would be a very good, you know, piece of music, mm-hmm, to choreograph a Lindy Hop routine too. So now he already had the idea of doing a Lindy Hop thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have a knowledge as to what music he should use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I brought him some music, and then we proceeded to do routines to that music, choreograph something to the music of Flying Home. When I did Black and Blue, they came to me. This time they came to me with music, but they didn't have the dance. So they said, well, can you choreograph something to this music?
And you said no, as I recall.
I said no, because it was not the kind of music that I'm used to doing Lindy Hop to.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said, well, the reason why we want to do this piece is because we want to kind of think about the day in the life of a dancer, and I said, well, maybe, you know, and so I proceeded to try to do that, and instead of just doing Lindy Hop, I was doing jazz. I did jazz now,
mm-hmm,
a jazz movement.
Yeah, actually, as I recall from the book, you still said no. Like, a lot.
Did I put that in the book?
Yeah, a lot. You said, no, 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 no way, no, forget it, no, absolutely not, no, no, no.
You know, when they presented a different picture to me, I kind of, mm-hmm, said, well, maybe I can do it. But I wasn't, at the time, I still wasn't too sure,
mm-hmm,
that I could do it.
Right.
And I think I know I mentioned that in the book. I told them that,
mm-hmm,
if I get halfway through the thing and I feel like I'm not doing a good job,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And they understood that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was trying to say, mm-hmm, is that, yeah, you can choreograph something, or you can have an idea of what you want to do, whether you have music or not. So now I have two examples. One I was telling you about, Spike Lee was the one to do a Lindy Hop scene.
Mm-hmm.
And also when I was working with the Kangaroo Dancers, my dance group, I had a tap dance routine choreographed for us.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't choreograph it to music. He just, you know, just did the steps and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, in practicing it, I heard some music, which was Begin to Begin, and it fit the tap dance routine that he had given us.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have two examples. Where you choreograph something and then you put music to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or which is what Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly do all the time. What I recommend to is do whatever they do to music. Don't make up no routines and then try to find music for it.
Mm. Okay.
All right. I want you to dance to music, man.
So in that example from Black and Tan Fantasy, what you did was you listened to it over and over and over again, and then gradually things began to occur to you.
Yep.
So is that, do you recommend that as a good basic strategy for someone who wants to choreograph? Just listen to the thing for a few weeks.
Yes, exactly. And you were right, man. I just listened to the piece over and over and over again. You know. At that time, I could tell you every note that they hit. Every break they took.
Okay.
But that's what you have to do if you mm-hmm. you know, if you're choreographing to you know, to certain music.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the same thing that happened when we was doing when we did it to Flying Home, you know, like mm-hmm. you said, well, okay, this will go right here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or this will go right there, you know,
right.
Something like that.
You know,
movement.
Yeah, now Spike Lee wanted a bunch of aerials.
And if you listen to Flying Home, that's what it suggests. I mean, you know, like from beginning to end, it's just upbeat music, you
uh-huh.
know. It's just music that makes you feel like you got to get up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've done like a whole bunch of different aerials and created a bunch. So did you have like some favorite ones that you were kind of looking to stick into Flying Home? Like, okay, where can we put this aerial in this piece? Or,
well, no, I didn't know, you know, like I said, well, okay, here's an aerial. Let me see, where can I put it? No, I didn't think like that.
People have like favorite moves. Like, okay, I got this great new move. Okay, I gotta find a place to put it in this piece.
I don't really think choreographers think about that and say, well, oh, I got this great step. Where can I put it? I don't think they think like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider myself among the, you know, you take a guy like Jerome Robbins and
mm-hmm.
Martha Graham and you know, all those people like
mm-hmm.
that. You know, I don't think they say, well, oh, I got this step here. Oh, where can I put it? I don't think they think like that.
Right.
It's just you know, like from one movement to the next movement, then they would feel, oh, this movement can go here.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than that, they'll let or whatever movements they do be able to flow into the next movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that movement might come there.
Mm-hmm. When these things were being created, like, you know, each week or month you were discovering some new, you know, aerial move, either saw it somewhere else or like it occurred to you and you're trying it out. You weren't tempted at all to just, hey, we got to put this in.
When we were doing our aerials, a lot of time we would combine two aerials like together.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always in the thought that if you finish one aerial, you are in a position
mm-hmm.
to go into whatever aerial you have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But if that doesn't fit there, then you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You try. That's when you might try to find, okay, I wonder if this would fit here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would it be a continuation of the other area,
mm-hmm.
which is what you're looking for? Again,
yeah.
You know, I don't think, I got this area, where can I put it? Either you do that aerial, you know, in time with the music,
mm-hmm.
or you cooperate it with another area if it has a smooth flow to it.
Mm-hmm.